Hey, this is Tom.
And this is Gavin, and you're listening to Keep It Simple. Keep It Simple is a podcast devoted to exploring life with Christ through simple, organic expressions of the church. All right. Hey, welcome back to Keep It Simple podcast. And Gavin Durson here along with Tom LeCompte.
Hello.
And today we want to just take a time out, kind of step back a bit and welcome any new listeners we have to the program. We thought it would be good to take a few minutes. This will be a shorter podcast than normal. We want to just take a few minutes today and sort of give big picture overview of what this podcast is about. So this might be a great podcast if you're new or maybe you've been listening a while. Shoot this one over to a friend whom you think might could benefit from listening to this podcast as well, and ask them to check it out, and hopefully they'll subscribe and join and continue to take part in this conversation that Tom and I have been having now for, 4 years or so.
Yeah, going on five.
So, Tom, why don't you just start out? Let's just stop and back up a bit and let's just give a big picture overview. What is this podcast about? I mean, we have different topics on here. We have different folks, but if you just jumped into any one episode, you might not maybe get the totality of what we're trying to encourage and be about here. Why don't you give a few of your thoughts about what the purpose of this podcast is?
It's just to get together for lunch and just talk with you, because you know I see you about once a month when we record, and that's about it.
Well, I think it's funny. We've joked
about
it.
Thanks for listening.
Well, we've joked about it, but I think that's sort of how we started it. As time's gone by, you know, I've certainly become more passionate about this podcast and wanting to do a good job and wanting to utilize it as a tool, especially as we've heard from many of you out there that have been listening and shared how this podcast has encouraged you all to start house churches and to grow as a disciple and with Christ. And give us some thoughts on it, Tom.
Well, we've been doing this for 4 years, like you say, and going on five. And if you have to dig deep to figure out, well, what is it you really stand for? Or you could go to our website and you could read about it. But, you know, our motto is, you know, we're being a simple church in a complex world. That's it. We want to encourage people to be the church and to do church in a more simple way. It's become so complicated over the years, and it doesn't have to be very complicated. All the things that we've added to church, you know, like the Pharisees did back in Jesus' time, we've added so much to Christianity that it doesn't have to be so complicated. So if you listen to us, what we want you to understand is this is not about doing church in a specific way. We want this to be first and foremost about Jesus Christ and the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's very simple as well. You know, Jesus came. He lived a perfect life. He died for us so that we could have forgiveness of sins and we could have that reconciliation and restoration of our relationship with God. And that's a very simple gospel, and it doesn't have to be very complicated. We don't want to preach church. We want to preach Christ. Mm-hmm. And church is how we assemble. And having said that, you know, we're not about destroying any type of church. You know, we prefer to do things in a simple, organic, kind of a house church, simple church, coffee house church, you know, micro church kind of way. That's not the only way that we recognize. You know, Gavin, you and I grew up in a traditional church.
Yeah.
And you know, I was saved in a church, and you were too. And we certainly have nothing against the existing churches as a structure. You know, issues we have with churches may be theological or
practical,
but certainly, you know, we're not out to tear down churches or talk down about them, because there's a lot of God's still using those churches.
Absolutely.
God is still using those churches, and they're solid, they're good, and they're doing great things. So, you know, our hat's off to you. And if you're happy with your church, stay there.
Yeah.
If you're happy in your ecclesiological experience, we certainly don't want to dissuade you. But if you are not happy, or if you have left the church and you're just kind of you know, going along, and then,
or if you're just a new Christian and you're trying to figure out what the church is and how to be a part of a church, and maybe you are looking at some of the things that you've been invited to and saying, something doesn't seem quite right to me.
Right.
Then yeah, that would be you for you too.
Yeah. So we're not out to cause you to leave a church that you're happy with, but if you have left the church and you're like, I'm lost, I'm looking for something, you know, I'm not spiritually lost, but I'm just kind of drifting along churchless, and I'm not fellowshipping with any other believers, and I'm not having any kind of community, then if you listen to our podcast, we want to encourage you to find a small community like that is doing a simple type of church, and join them and become the church, not go to church, but become the church. So
yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think for me, you know, what my hope in this podcast is, and what I would hope that people would get out of this podcast would be simple encouragement. You know, I believe that there are a lot of people, for a lot of reasons, who are sitting out there and they're saying to themselves, man, like, am I, you know, kind of like I was, where I was like, you know, this is okay. I can do church and be a good church member and check that box. But man, is this really, do I want to give, is this the kind of, what is this what I want to teach my kids every week that the church is, and continue to go down this road? And there was a restlessness in me about saying, you know, I think God's calling me to do something different, not because something's necessarily bad, but just because as the Holy Spirit was leading me to say, well, how can I bring church to those that are never going to come here? And maybe I can kind of see why they wouldn't come here. And I'm not really in any position to make any major changes at this place I'm at. So what can I do, God? What are you saying to me about that? And I think there's a lot of folks out there that are like that, who they desire for their lives to count, and they do not want to simply fall into a pattern of just being a church attender or even being a good church attender. Mm-hmm. But they want their lives to count. They want to be a part of what God is doing. They want to join in the Great Commission of making disciples of all the nations, and they want to be active in that. They don't want to be on the sidelines.
Yeah.
Maybe they want to be on the sidelines, but the Spirit is leading them to know that God, He wants to take them to a place that maybe that will be uncomfortable, but it's some place that they want to go. So, you know, I hope this podcast is for those kinds of folks, and that if you're out there and you're saying, man, I don't know about house church, I've heard about it, or, you know, these sorts of things, then I hope that this would be a place where people could come and just get encouragement and hear stories of other people doing this kind of living life this way, trying to be this church in a complex world, and also maybe pick up some just practical things that we've learned as we've been walking with the Lord in this way, and that they will realize, hey, I'm not alone. And that's what I hope that people get out of this podcast, and hopefully it can become even a way. You know, we've shared in past few episodes, we've been encouraged by some of you who have even contacted us, and we've been able to begin friendships with you, and I would hope that would be the case for anyone out there too who's wanting to start down maybe a new direction with God that involves these sorts of principles that we're talking about, and maybe it would be an opportunity for us to connect and even meet face to face, encourage in person, and just, you know, be a blessing to one another in that regard.
We're here to promote the simple church for not for the negative benefits of being in a toxic church. We want to promote the positive benefits of being in a simple church, and some of those are, you know, a more participation among the church, the church people, the church. I don't want to say members, because church members, yeah, we'll say that. Everyone has a part to play. Everyone has a gift. Everyone has a spiritual gift. Everyone has a, you know, something to offer, and more positive benefits. It's very conducive for discipleship and for accountability, and it's simple enough to be reproducible. So if you're into church planning, I mean, why not use this model to plant churches? They're lean, they're mean, they're very simple, they don't take a lot of resources, and I enjoy it for the apostolic part of it, you know, or the missionary part of it. You know, when missionaries are talking about planting churches in different cultures, this is how they're thinking. They're not thinking, well, let's save up the money, let's build a building, let's hire a professional pastor. It's more like, hey, let's do this now. Let's get a group together, let's disciple them, and turn them loose.
Yeah.
And let them disciple others. So.
Yeah, I mean, for me, you know, something you hit on there is that, you know, I think we want to promote church as family. And to me, every person, you know, everyone I've ever met, for the most part, there may be an exception there who would say that, you know, how have you learned to follow Jesus, or what has been the most significant thing in your life and your faith? Usually it's a relationship. And Simple Church is highly relational, which makes it challenging, but it's also the blessing of being in relationship with people where you're really, you know, you don't have to go through a bunch of hoops to finally get to know people and to get to have real relationships with folks. That can be daunting and challenging, but that's also the blessing. And so, you know, promoting the growth and the multiplication of spiritual families of people whom are walking with God together in a family type of relationship, you know, that to me is what the kingdom of God is all about and what God's church has been doing since the beginning. And, you know, we can actually, that can happen more, I think, when we strip away some of these non-essentials. We could see God's church multiply and grow into nooks and crannies that presently there's not meaningful Christ-centered relationships happening, and by training people on the job essentially to live that kind of a life in a healthy, simple church environment, you know, your church being involved, being the church, and being a part of these sorts of things necessitates discipleship and leadership development. It's not something that it's a course you have to take or a class you have to go to or something you have to get accredited for. It's just naturally what happens in a family. You have children, they grow up, they naturally want to start new families, and the process continues on and on. And of course, you know, that word family can be challenging for folks because sometimes we don't have the example or the model in our own lives of what a loving family looks like. There's no perfect family on this earth. But I think we all can imagine what that would look like and what we know a loving family should look like. And I think that's what we want to promote, families of Jesus, where he's the head, he's the leader of the family, growing and multiplying and naturally all throughout our communities.
I think you hit it with the family word. We are family. We're a family of God. You know, we're all adopted into Christ. You know, we're adopted into God's family as we're following Jesus. So you nailed it, that we're family. We're not a business. We're not an organization. We're a family. And that's how we need to think of it. And as I was driving up here today, Gavin, I was trying to think of a good analogy to describe this, and here's the best one I can come up with. You know, I'm a helicopter pilot, and the type of engine that our helicopter uses is a gas turbine engine. It turns jet fuel into a big explosion in the back that turns the turbines and turns the rotors. So what it does is it sucks a whole lot of air, compresses it, injects it into a combustion chamber, injects it with fuel, and lights it, and that explosion turns these turbine wheels, which turns other turbine wheels, which turns the other turbine wheels, and causes it to spin and spin the rotor. But the only thing about that is 75% of the air that is blowing back there is not used to power the turbines. It's used to cool the engine. Only 25% of that air is actually burning and turning those turbines. And I think some of our churches have become like that. You know, we have 75% of our resources and our efforts are only to keep the church going.
Keep it cool.
Keep it cool.
Keep it from exploding. Keep it from overheating.
But, you know, we're only utilizing 25% of our resources for positive things. And what we're trying to do with the Simple Church is use more and more of those resources and concentrate them more and more onto what is really, really important. And we have the ability to do that the simpler we become.
Yeah. So. That's a great analogy. I think you're exactly right. And that's, you know, so if we were to step back and kind of take a break here and say, hey, that this is what we want to be about. You may be new to this. If those are ideas and things that interest you, then, hey, we hope you'll check out, stick along for the ride with us. Check out old episodes, stick along with us for the future ones. But
Yeah, stay tuned. We want to encourage you. We want to point out some good resources for you. We want to maybe inspire you, and we want to be inspired by you too. So
absolutely,
give us some comments. Tell us where we can improve, and tell us if we're wrong.
And maybe you're sitting there right now and you're thinking, man, I don't know if this is me, but I do know somebody that seemed to be interested in these sorts of things. Bob, you know, please take this episode right here, this short little one, and kind of use this as an introduction of sorts and send it over to your friend. And these sorts of ideas are stirring in their heart. We'd love to connect with them, and that we hope we can be an encouragement to each other in this path. So.
And now, Acting Out. Acting Out is the segment of our show when we look at the book of Acts in the Bible and find lessons from the early church. In this brief segment, we ask ourselves, if the first century church turned the world upside down then, what could the church today do equally well in the 21st century? From chapter 4, Judge for Yourselves. As soon as the apostles started being successful in their ministry in Jerusalem, the powers that be tried to shut them down. The apostles healed people. The apostles preached the gospel to thousands. Lives were changed. But the religious authorities would have none of it. They ordered Peter and John and other apostles to shut down their operations and keep silent. But I love their answer. You judge for yourselves whether we should shut up and obey you, or to speak out about what we have seen. We choose to obey God. Sometime in our Christian life, we will be faced with a choice. What do we do when our religious convictions are at odds with earthly authority? What do we do when it becomes problematic, perhaps illegal, to do the Christian thing? Do we obey God, or do we obey man? Hopefully, we can get through life without too many of these dilemmas. Unfortunately, we are seeing more and more situations where people of conscience are forced to choose between pleasing man and pleasing God, often to the detriment of the Christian person. Around us, we are beginning to see people losing jobs and livelihoods for refusing to participate in something they consider to be wrong. Pastors are being shut down for speaking truth in the pulpit. Peaceful demonstrators are being arrested. These situations seem harsh to us, but it is much worse in other parts of the world. Christians are actually losing their lives and their families for their faith. They are being displaced, imprisoned, tortured, even murdered. They could take the easy road, obey the earthly authority and deny their faith. But that's not really a choice to the follower of Jesus, is it? Like the early disciples, we have to decide when it is okay to obey man, or whether that decision means disobeying God. Then, on the rare occasion when those choices are at odds with each other, I hope and pray that we would choose to obey God. What will you choose as you turn the world upside down?
All right, keep it simple. We are the simple church in a complex world.
Thank you guys for joining us, and we'll be looking forward to having you back here at the next episode.
All right.
Thanks for listening to Keep It Simple. If you've enjoyed this podcast, leave us a comment at keepitsimplepodcast.com or find us on iTunes or Facebook. We welcome your feedback, your ratings, your questions, or comments.